My guests here this morning are David Knowles and Nick Hogan. Good morning, lads. How are you?
How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, how's it going? David and Nick have set up what they're calling the Super Dad Fitness Project. No, I'm not going to tell. I'm going to let them explain to you more what it's about. How did it come about, lads? What was the origins? Where did it come from? What was the idea?
Well, I suppose both of us have worked together before on different projects, but I suppose my inspiration for it is being a dad, and my kids look at me and say, you know, you're big and strong, and I want you to be big and strong. So as a dad, I love that. You know, it's something that I like to be for my kids, and sort of being qualified in fitness and health and having that experience, I just felt that there was something that we could do for other people in that area, you know. So, and then working with Nick, it's kind of an easy thing to do because we have very similar philosophies in fitness and health and training. So that's where it's kind of come about, I suppose.
Yeah. And when you just got your heads together, you said there's something. What was the aim? What were you hoping to achieve? Because there's a million and one programs out there. You know, what was the aim? What were you aiming to do different?
I think our main target was to set up something that was attainable. You know, there's, as you said, there's millions of programs, but they're all, you know, you need to have 2% body fat, train with your top off and lift all this weight, and it's not realistic. No one actually wants that. You know, people just want to be a bit stronger, a bit fitter, maybe lose a bit of weight, you know, be able to play with their kids, sleep well, eat well, you know. So it's not complicated stuff, and I think people overcomplicate it. Yeah. So we just wanted to keep it simple and easy, and just, you know, something people could get involved in who are, you know, busy elsewhere and don't have all the time in the world.
Well, you see things like the boot camp straight away. That's not attractive. Not to someone like me who spends a lot of time sitting there. You know, seeing all of these at boot camp. That's what you do when you're in the Marines.
Yeah.
You
it's
know,
it's a scary word.
Yeah. It is very scary, you know. Now, on fair play, there's lots of people do, and stuff like that's becoming more. But there's that other thing I see, lots of things, Tough Mudder and stuff like that. And there's lots of those things that are out there, but it's not for everybody. There's a whole kind of raft of people, I suppose. And they were the people you were after, yeah?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, with the likes of boot camps and fitness classes, it tends to be a case of, you know, work your backside off for an hour. And, you know, for us, we didn't feel like there's enough direction there. We wanted to bring guys in who wanted to get stronger, fitter, lose weight, have more energy. And we know if you train the right way that you can actually achieve that. Yeah. And obviously talking about the people we're talking about, you know, dads who have kids, I mean, all you want to do is have the energy to run around and play with them at the weekend. And
yeah, exactly.
And that's really what it's about. So so the type of training that we do, you know, it's very well structured. It's a gym without being a gym. You know, you're not surrounded by people who want to look in the mirror or anything like that. It's a different experience. And, you know, we try and teach everybody how to train properly, how to exercise properly. And I suppose because there's kind of everybody in the room is of the same mind and the same mindset and has the same objectives. Yeah. The atmosphere is pretty good, you know, and people tend to have good camaraderie. And, you know, there's kind of no judgment in terms of where you are with your fitness either.
Yeah.
We're there to kind of help you and to make sure that you move forwards as slowly as you need to. And if you need a little push, you'll get a little push. And then you're also held accountable every week in terms of being asked questions with the groups, the online groups and stuff that we have. So it's definitely a different experience we're trying to offer.
You mentioned earlier when we were talking, your background, you both have fitness training qualifications, and how much background do you have in that, and what kind of qualifications do you have? Lots.
We like to think so. My background is in athletics. I was an international sprinter for 5 or 6 years, which I've been stopped about 18 months. Kind of, that's, you know, obviously a very specialised area of fitness, but through being so heavily involved in that, I got pretty interested in all areas. And, you know, kind of, you know, being the fitter one of my group of friends, I was constantly asked for advice on nutrition and training, and that kind of turned into doing training sessions for my friends, which I realised that's the sort of thing I want to do. So I went and to Elite Fitness and Performance Academy in Blackrock. It's a personal training course, which is where David was on my course, so that's where we met.
Excellent stuff.
Since then, I've done a functional movement qualification, and yeah, we kind of between the two of us, we kind of, you know,
put our heads together. Yeah,
yeah. We you know, education's important. You know, things are always changing, yeah. So we, you know, we've been to a few seminars here and there and that sort of thing. But yeah, our main one is the course we did in Blackrock. That's where we met, and that's where we kind of.
I've had this experience to go to the gym, and just these young kids there in a tracksuit or whatever. They're probably just straight out of college or something else, and. Yeah, they're probably fit and they're probably doing some sort of university degree or something in physical education or physical training or everything else. My experience was they seem to take some sort of joy out of torturing you. You know, you're going in there as a middle-aged man and these young kids, and best of luck to them, you know, they're trying to, but they put you on this kind of rotation for an hour that you crawl off, you know, and I suppose what a lot of them kids are doing is they're probably working towards getting some sort of qualification. So maybe they're coming from a place that's different to where you guys are coming from, if you know what I mean. They're probably just trying to tick the boxes. I did this, I did that, I did that.
Yeah. I think Nick mentioned it before that, you know, there's a lot of complication. There's a very good quote I read online recently. It's a trainer we'd follow, and his statement is, simplify, don't complify, you know. Yeah. And I think, especially when you're starting out, and there'll be no criticism of young guys starting out as trainers. I think everybody's got to learn.
Absolutely not, yeah.
But I think people are in a rush to kind of impress their knowledge and yeah. impress what they know. Whereas, again, the way we kind of train, it's very simple, structured, and we find it's very effective. It's more movement-based. It's more how you move in your real life. Yeah. That's what we're trying to train you to do. And then, obviously, get you to a stage where you're happy with, you know, your weight, your energy and all that kind of stuff. So...
You put your head together, you come up with the programme. Obviously, you spent a lot of time thinking about it, talking about it. As you say, you knew what you wanted to achieve. You knew how you wanted to get people walking and moving. What was involved in that? How long did it take? Was it months of kind of fine-tuning?
It's been months in terms of going from the initial idea and until getting to the stage where we felt we could actually put it in place. We weren't looking to kind of do it in a rush. We wanted to do it properly and make sure that it worked. Now, we were fairly confident that we had the knowledge and the expertise to kind of do something like this. But again, you're talking about real people, real lives, and you want to kind of, you know, make the right impression with people coming into a program and make sure that they you know, they see that what you're doing means a lot to you, not just to them, because obviously it does. You've got guys who are kind of signing up to something for the first time, maybe are afraid of coming into something, who are maybe fit when they're younger, and then they kind of find themselves in a situation where they're not so fit, and maybe it's just happened for them, you know, feels like it's happened overnight. So, like, when you're doing something like this, I think you've got to be very careful that you've got to reassure them and make sure they feel kind of comfortable coming into a new group and with new people, and then obviously teach them what you want to teach them. And so it's just something we wanted to get right, and we did it when we felt we were ready.
Yeah.
And so far, I think it's gone quite well.
And it's not just a matter of going in and doing the work. The program is a fairly rounded program. There's a lot more to it than just the fitness work.
Yeah. Well, I think to follow on from David's last answer, we probably spent as much time planning the environment as we did the actual training. You know, this needs to be somewhere where guys want to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go to the gym, you can get fit anywhere, but, you know, it has to be something that's enjoyable if it's going to be sustainable. So the environment and that was, you know, there's a big emphasis on that. And then to answer your question there, we have, you know, it's not just the three sessions a week. We have a lot that goes on around that. We have online groups where, you know, we're available to answer questions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we also really encourage, you know, all the guys to talk among themselves, and you can see them becoming friends, which makes them want to come to train more and makes training more enjoyable. And then on top of that, we have an online tracker which is filled out every week, so that just gives us, you know, we only see the guys three hours a week, so they have the rest of the week to be doing, you know, whatever it is they're going to be doing. So with that tracker, you know, we can keep tabs in a way on, you know, eating and sleeping patterns and that sort of thing, which, you know, just adds to a better experience for the guys in that we can direct our information a bit better based off that. So
nutrition is obviously important too. I mean, how people refuel. I mean, it's well documented that we've probably become, not just in Ireland, in the West, and in maybe all over the world, we've just become so dependent on comfort foods and convenience foods, and throw pizza in the oven, you know, let's run to McDonald's, you know, let's grab that breakfast roll on the way to work in the morning. And we, that's kind of a big part of your programme too, is that you're trying to get people to eat more sensibly. It's not rocket science, it's just it's sensible eating more so than you're not putting restrictions on anyone. There's don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat you, which you get in a lot of diets or a lot of, you can go to different whatevers. I'm not going to name anybody here for in case anyone sues me. But you know, it's, you can't eat this, only eat two of them a day. Yeah. Have four of those at the weekend as far as a treat, you know, like four Smarties.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, the nutrition side of it as well is what you're trying to get across to people is it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, the statement that I made earlier, simplify, don't complify, mm-hmm. applies to nutrition as well. Like, again, in terms of what we teach people coming into the training groups, the dads will come in, there's a very simple set of guidelines. Look, here's some stuff we'd encourage you to eat more of.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to count anything other than the amount of hours you sleep each night, just to let us know how you're getting on with your sleep. That's about as complicated as it gets.
Yeah.
And then, as Nick said, the online support that we give hopefully helps to kind of answer people's questions. We're more about answering people's individual mm-hmm. questions, because I think, again, if you try and a one-size-fits-all approach to whether it's training or nutrition, I'm not sure it works for everybody. Maybe a few people.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be fairly committed. Okay, guys, we're at the kind of touching on what the programme's about and, you know, how you put it together and everything else. I'm going to play a bit of music now before we go into the promos. And when we come back after the promos, we're going to talk about the programme, the poor victims, sorry, participants. And we'll talk about how the first few weeks has been for you and for the people who are on the course or are in the project or whatever, and we'll have a bit of chat that after. But for now, we'll have a piece of music and then we'll have the promos and we'll be back with Nick and David after that. Still with me is Nick Hogan and David Knowles. So before the break, we were talking about, you just put the programme together and what you were hoping to achieve. And as I said, we got to the point at the start of August. Well, I think it was maybe June, July, you start putting the feelers out.
Yeah.
It was around June, July, I start seeing the messages on Facebook.
Yeah.
Seeing this thing coming up on top. And I have to be honest with you, I ignored it a few times, but it kept coming back and I read it. And I thought, you know, that sounds all right, because I'm personally absolutely anti-gym. I just don't like the environment. I don't like the way they're set up. I'll go for a swim, I'll go for a walk or whatever, but I personally knew I needed to do something to build me up. So you put the feelers out and you decided on a start date of the Wednesday after the bank holiday. Were you nervous? Did you think you'd get a response, or were you surprised at the response you got?
We weren't surprised at the response we got. I thought it would be good. Were we nervous going into it? Obviously,
no,
yeah.
Obviously you put it out there, you believed in it, but, you know, maybe no one will go for this?
No, we didn't think that. Mm-hmm. We thought we'd get a good response, and it turned out that we did. So, I mean, you'd be apprehensive kind of setting anything new up.
Yeah,
absolutely, because you know, it's something that you want to get set up. But yeah, I thought we'd get a good response. I mean, to me, it seemed obvious. I mean, I was coming at it from my point of view, as someone who had been in a situation where, you know, I was sitting on the couch. I think I mentioned it to the guys there. There's a picture of me that I looked at, and two girls are sitting either side of me, and it's. Mm. I could see what was wrong, you know. So, look, I knew that was out there. Yeah. I felt that it would. We get a good response, as you say.
Yeah, and me personally, as I said to you, I saw the ad, and eventually I thought, you know what, no harm to try this out, and I signed up. So we all rolled up on the first Wednesday of August, not knowing what to expect. And that first morning, there's always, it's like the first day at school, wasn't it? You know, it was very. But I think very quickly, once everybody got into it, I think once that first day was over, there was already a camaraderie starting to build up. And I think for me, anyway, what I saw on that very first day was, you know, this is, you can do this, you know. There was no pressure, there was no judgment. We were left to do what we could do. If it was getting to, okay, if you've pushed far enough, take a breather, take a rest. And I think the way you had set the hours program up was absolutely, was a big plus for me straight away, because I had no fitness level probably still haven't, but I'm walking on it. And I was really concerned, as I think I told you a week or so after we joined, that that first morning I packed down the road for about 15 minutes. I was petrified, absolutely terrified. I was going to go in here. And again, there'd be all these fit and healthy jocks and fellas, and they'd be all, and I'd be left looking like a sweaty mess on the floor after about 10 minutes. But I bit the bullet, I went down, and I was so glad I was, because it was just, it really was, it was a great morning. How was that first morning for you?
We were really happy with how it went. Yeah, I mean, the aim was to get a group of like-minded people together with a similar goal, and I think when you get that, the camaraderie and the things that you mentioned, they're gonna follow out of it, as long as the way to get to that goal is kind of laid out well and it's attainable. And I think everyone bought into it straight away. They realised, you don't necessarily have to kill yourself. The sessions are planned so that you do as much as you want, and without realising it. Over the course of a few sessions, all of a sudden you're doing way much more.
As I said, folks, I signed up. I had just got into that lifestyle. I just got into that lifestyle of walking, going home, having a dinner, sitting in front of the telly or on the computer. And it was, you might go for a walk a couple of times a week or whatever, and you come back and you'd be, or you'd be out of breath, or you'd be, something to be hurting your head there or everywhere. And I knew in myself, I think I said it to you, David, on the first day, I'd love to. I live maybe, 10, 15 minutes from here. I'd love to buy a bike and be out to cycling and out to work. I think that'd do me the world of good. But I knew that if I got on a bike, I wouldn't be able to cycle from one end of that corridor to the other. I'd be in bits. So I knew I needed to build up. And once I started into the project, it was very clear after two or three sessions that there's stuff building up here. And I think all the guys felt the same way.
Yeah.
The feedback you've had, what's that been like?
Feedback's been great. I mean, everybody has said pretty much the same thing. Combination of losing weight, more energy, more toned, inches going off the waist. Guys kind of saying, I'm going to have to buy some new trousers and stuff like that. that's kind of, part of it. But I think the bigger thing is people kind of seeing how important sleep is. Lifestyle, we don't just talk about what we do in the sessions. We encourage everyone to kind of live their life, go out there and enjoy doing what you're doing. The stuff that we do isn't supposed to be work, it's not supposed to be hard, it's supposed to be part of your lifestyle. So as you just said, again, a similar situation that I was in, kind of sitting in the car 3 hours a day commuting to work, and then you sit at a desk all day for 5 or 6 hours, and then you kind of, the odd time that you might get up to go out at the weekend and you feel like, oh, this doesn't feel right. Well, that's because you're sitting down all the time. So we're trying to encourage more of an active lifestyle as well. We're trying to make sure that anything we teach is something that helps you in your real life. And so when you leave us, you have the energy to do more, not just do what we do.
Yeah, and the community kind of built very quickly. And we have some. I think you're definitely going to have to set up some sort of cook-off challenge or something. There's some funky recipes have to be.
Yeah, there's a few cook-off competitions happened over the last few weeks.
And again, that was the great thing about it, was it's not just into the sessions 3 mornings a week for an hour. The community's built up on the Facebook page fairly quickly.
Yeah.
People are having the crack. People are making relationships, creating relationships, creating friendships. And it's there then in the sessions as well. People are helping each other. People are pushing each other. People are supporting each other. And the whole thing is really cool. To the point where, you're looking forward, this is going to be a bit of crack this morning, You forget that the prowler's there in the corner.
The prowler, has been given a name, as you know. And the first kind of example of what you're saying there about the camaraderie or the teamwork, there's a bit of a challenge thrown down to the group, and one of the first days the prowler was involved, and we kind of just said, look, you need to do this in a couple of minutes, and we turned around and there's two or three people working together to do this thing, and we hadn't given that instruction, but that's just an example of it. That was great. You just turn around, and the fun element, I mean, me and Nick, we like having a laugh and a joke. We don't take it too seriously, so we wanted to bring that to the group as well, and then to see that coming out in people makes it fun for us.
It wouldn't be fair to spoil the surprise of Catherine the Prowler on anybody who's probably going to join up. I think that it, that's a surprise that's all of its own. Again, there's a mindset on it. There is a mindset on it. I mean, it's there, and I think most people, I mean, myself even, we were there this morning, and it's there, and you see the waste, and you say, sure, we're using that today. You know, and but the mindset is, I'm going to move that faster today. And there's nothing there that's scaring anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't like it. But there's nothing there that's scaring anybody, and we yous have managed to build, you know, a bit of crack about it and a bit of fun around the exercises and the programs that you put together each morning. And there's never two mornings are the same. You just pulled a stroke on us this morning, now changed the timings and all. We thought we had that sus.
Keeping your toes, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, well, absolutely. And I mean, the savage game of dodgeball to start is good too. But you know, for the people listening, you hear
it's
us.
It's great for me.
Yeah, but for people listening, you hear us here, you know, laughing and joking. And I have to be honest, you know, that's what it is. It's a bit of crack. It is a bit of crack. Right, you're walking, you're doing what you need to do, but it is a bit of crack. And yeah. I mean, that was obviously what you hoped to achieve.
Yeah,
absolutely. I know I keep going on about creating the environment, but that like, it genuinely was top of our list. Like, this has to be something people want to do and enjoy. Yeah. You know, and I think fitness has kind of got a bad rep in that it's something people do, you know, out of guilt.
It's work.
They ate a chocolate cake and they have to go, and if they don't get sick, it doesn't, you know, it's not a good session. But that's not how it works, you know. Yeah, if it's planned properly, you know, it's not that hard. You just progress. All you have to do is get a little bit better every day. You know, that doesn't mean you're flat in your back and, you know, can't breathe or anything like that. And if you're doing it, you know, with a group of people who are becoming your friends and you're laughing as you do it, you know, then all the better.
Yeah, so we're coming to the end of our month cycle this Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Yeah, the big weigh in. No, but I mean, for me personally, I'm looking forward to it. I'm curious to see in a month if there's been what changed. I know how I feel in myself.
Yeah,
you know, and going forward, you're starting again the first Monday next Monday. Then
next
you're starting
Monday,
into another Monday. That's the plan, isn't it? To have each program would be a kind of a monthly.
Yeah, we're going with kind of getting people in on a monthly basis. You know, it's something we're looking at, but yeah, definitely right now monthly. And the two times that we're going to bring people in are six and seven in the morning. So you choose one basically, and then you come in Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, as you've kind of hinted at, it's a lot more, you know, complex than that in terms of what's part of the project and the program. But that's I mean, if anybody was interested in considering it, the first thing you'd need to know is that it's at this time on these days, and then you go from there.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was, I think, when I signed up, it was 6:30 a.m. That can't be right. But it works. Well, it works for me, and it seems to be working for most of the guys who are there. Now, you're kind of, as you say, you're splitting it into two. Now you're going to do a 6 to 7 and a 7 to 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And you know, again, if anyone's listening and they think this might be for them, you might think, oh, I'll never get up at 5:30 in the morning to go and do that. Why would I? I can honestly say it's great. It is. I mean, once you're up and you're out, and you'd feel great coming home, you know. And it's just the buzz of it. The buzz of it, even when you're getting up, like on a bad night's sleep or whatever, I mean, the alarm goes off and you're going, oh. I didn't jump out of bed this morning, but I you know, I was, let's go. You know, a month ago, I probably wouldn't have done that.
It's the same for me. Like, I get up looking forward to it, you know. It's like, I have to. Like, if I didn't enjoy it, then I couldn't do it. I think Nick would be the same. Like, like, we really enjoy doing it, you know. It's one of those things, and like, we've kind of gotten to know people. I mean, you were saying about the kind of the realistic idea about food and stuff like that, and Nick was saying, you know, you can't, you know, getting people to restrict how they eat and stuff. I mean, I'd be the first person to put my hand up and be honest about the weekend. You know, I was talking about my little girl's birthday, and it was, listen, lads, I'm after, you know, eating the jellies and the chocolate. I'm going to have to sort that out now, you know, because that's real, you know, it's real life.
Absolutely,
so.
Yeah. And apparently, you mean, if a kiddie's birthday party, then, you know, this, you'd probably just drive yourself mad going, oh, I can't have that. Where's my carrot sticks? Yeah. You know, it's, you know, you have to live. So you're set up to go now next month. If anybody's listening, anybody's at the maybe liked what we hear, how can they get in touch? There's the Facebook page, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's the Facebook page, which is Super Dad Fitness Project, which is on Facebook, and you'll see all kinds of pictures there. Some interesting pictures,
pictures of you, Mark.
There is. But it's but you see, again, even though it was actually before we just came in this morning, I was looking at the pictures on the Facebook page, and actually, if you look at them, they look like fun pictures.
Yeah.
You know, there's
nothing done with those pictures. Like, those pictures are literally just taken as things are happening. There's nothing funny going on. So yeah. I'm glad you said that, you know.
Yeah. But when you look at the pictures, they do look like, you know, yeah, people are doing whatever they're doing, but no one looks like they're dying.
Yeah.
You know, even a roundy fella like me. Nobody looks like they're dying, and everyone looks like they're having fun, they're having a laugh, and they're enjoying themselves. And as I said to his lads, I can't recommend it highly enough. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been an absolute pleasure for me. Looking forward to, you know, continuing on and seeing how we go with it, you know. So, thanks very much for coming in. And I want to leave you, lads, with... I showed you this earlier on, but this is me I came up with a little slogan for you. I think this is deadly. And this, folks, if you're interested in the Super Dad Fitness Project, this is what... A lot of diets or a lot of programs, it's you can't do this. There's no to that. There's no's in the Super Dad Fitness Project as well. But I'll tell you what the no's are, people. The no's are no peer pressure, no unrealistic goals, and there's no judgment. And that's brilliant. And there is no judgment.
Yeah.
You know, there's nobody coming in and saying, right, you have to lift that thing 70 times today because you only did it 60 times a day. There's none of that. People are slowly, gradually building up. And it's a real, real, real joy. And I wish us every success for it. I really do hope it turns into something big for you because you deserve it because it's a great program.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, lads. So that's Dave and Nick from the Super Dad Fitness Project. Thanks very much to the two of them for coming in.